Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's a veteran player that had a successful college career, ended up in, I believe, two places in the NFL, experienced some success. We see quickness. We see football ability. Now it's, hey, let's get him into our building, our culture, our environment, our offense, and see what he can do.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott on Elijah Moore, the newest member of the Buffalo Bills. Still haven't seen the guaranteed money on that, have you? Not that it's going to be a huge difference. But 1 year, up to $5 million for Elijah Moore. So this rivalries thing, we'll get to a call here in a moment. If anybody wants to throw this at us, here's what I would ask. What do you think this looks like? The NFL and its new rivalries series. The Bills and the AFC East is part of it. The AFC East part of it and the NFC West. Every team, the NFL and Nike announced a uniform and gear for fans called rivalries. It was announced during the draft, part of what happened in the chaos of the weekend. The designs have been brought to life by pulling inspiration from the history of each market and the aspects of the community that only that team's city embodies. The uniforms will be included in each of the team's uniform lineup for the following 3 years, adding to the existing alternate uniforms they might have. So for the next 3 years, you're getting a fourth jersey, I guess we'll see. We call it a fourth jersey, because teams have their throwbacks or they have their alternates. Other teams will participate in future years. I am, by the way, really glad the Bills are in on this.
Yeah, me too.
Because I hope people like it, but just did something new, a rivalry series, a uniform out there. The uniforms will be revealed before the first rivalry game, with the designated games also to come after the schedule release May 14th. So the program includes a variety of accompanying apparel for fans. So the schedule comes out in 12 days. Then the rivalry games will be identified, and we'll be able to say, that's the game the Bills are wearing this new uniform that we've not seen yet.
Right.
Or however it looks.
Which, by the way, it'll be the first new uniform we've seen since what? The red one?
Okay.
Like brand new. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even when they went back to their current uniforms in, when did they do that, 2011? 2010.
So the first one since Color Rush. And then before that is 2010?
Well, again, that doesn't really count because they just kind of refired up a jersey they had worn in the 80s, right?
Right.
Kind
of. With a slight change to the blue, maybe?
Like the last thing, you got something brand new?
Yeah, brand new.
Like the slug. Honestly.
The turd burger.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah.
I forget about that one. I
had forgotten about that one, which is a good thing.
That's a quote. That's a direct quote. Yeah. Well, NHL got reverse retro a couple times. Don't forget about those.
That's right.
We've got reverse retro.
But is this going to be reverse retro where, like, in a way the Bills are, like, you're wearing a standing Buffalo hat today. Like, is they going to do something with the standing Buffalo? Are they going to be reaching into their past for this? Or are they just making up something?
It's a great question. It's rivalries. So
embodies your city. Like, are you messing around with the logo? Maybe, are they going to do our idea of, like, the all-brown, like, bison Buffalo uniforms with, like, the fur on the helmet?
I don't think so. Does that pull inspiration from the history of the market and aspects of the community that only that team's city embodies? Try that on. Anybody you want. 803-0550.
Yeah, what is that?
Somebody try
that
on. What's an aspect of the community that only the team's city embodies? So an aspect of Buffalo that's only Buffalo. I feel like people are cringing and saying, please don't put chicken wings on my
That's exactly
please
what
don't put chicken
right
wings on my uniform.
I don't want a chicken wing uniform.
Please don't put blue cheese on my uniform.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think they... Listen, the NFL is not a league to do that kind of stuff, right?
You no, that's minor league baseball.
That is
stuff.
Minor league baseball. Yeah. The NBA is a league that has lots of different ideas, artistic designs.
Yeah.
To me, that even that feels pretty far down the road for what the NFL will do. The NFL, what do they ultimately do? The thing I keep going back to is, what is our Boston Marathon? Because the jerseys for the uniforms for the Red Sox, for their City Connect,
yeah,
what were they? They were the Boston Marathon colors. And right, they're wearing blue. And you got a yellow hat with a blue B, I think. And it's
yep,
whose
yep
hat is that? Oh, that's the Red Sox City Connect jersey.
Right.
It connects the team to the city. No other blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
And the NBA does this a lot. I've mentioned the Miami Heat do their Miami Vice uniforms. The Utah Jazz have like the mountain the colors.
The gradient.
Kinda, the gradient.
Yep.
Right, so I'm looking for the Bills version of that.
Yep. So looking at a couple of these. The Chicago White Sox, what do they do in their City Connect? They basically turn their uniforms into Chicago Bulls jerseys. And
okay,
the Colorado Rockies did one with a sunset design. The
okay,
I mean, like when Major League wow Baseball did this, they did completely different colors. Washington D.C. nods to the city for the Nationals. A stylized W surrounded the outline of the Capitol Dome and the city's grid in the tones of American denim. Okay. Right.
I love some of the descriptions sometimes of the best parts of these new uniforms and how far they go.
Minnesota, the Twins.
Yeah.
They opted to pay homage to the entire state instead of a city. A ripple effect design. The blue uniform, a nod to the more than 10,000 lakes throughout Minnesota. The pattern refers to the ripple effect, with subtle shifts from dark to light, similar to waves in a lake, meant to represent how the water color gets darker the deeper one goes.
Who did that one? The Twins?
That was the Twins.
Okay.
Like the land of 10,000 lakes.
I want to look at that because the way that's described, I had an idea in my head for what they might do, which would be something to do with Niagara Falls.
But
not saying they're just going to put a waterfall but that, like that. There's going to be, whatever they do, there's going to be some description of, well, this design, like, undertone in the uniform. Like, you see this in soccer uniforms a lot, right? Where there's, like, a texture to the jersey that's, mm-hmm, but, like, it's, you kind of got to stare at it to see it. That they're going to have some ripples through the pattern of the jersey, and it's going to be, oh, this is because of Niagara Falls. That's why we did that.
Detroit, Motor City. What did they do? Electric blue, prominent through the uniform. Innovation across the auto industry, city and team. Tire treads, racing stripe, and VIN honors Detroit's signature export. Like, they made the patches look like a VIN number.
Okay.
I guess that's what I'm reading here.
Okay.
There's another one that I liked. Toronto. They did a night mode uniform. Toronto across the front, inspired by a design by Nathan Phillips Square in the heart of the city. The T on the cap is a nod to the pillars of City Hall. So, again, I think the baseball jerseys are a lot farther down the line what the NFL will do. But we're 12 days away from knowing what game these new uniforms will be debuted in.
And their opponent will be wearing one too, right?
That's what
or no, we don't know that.
It might be that. I don't gather from the actual release if it's each wears it in its home game.
Or okay, if they both wear them at the same time.
It says the uniforms will be added, including each of the team's uniform lineup for the following 3 years, adding to the existing alternate uniforms they might have. So, does each team, do the Bills wear it against the Dolphins, and the Dolphins wear it against the Bills in their home games? That might be it. I'd imagine it's definitely a home game because you're going to want to sell it. The gear is available,
right?
803-0550. Mike in East Aurora. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, I had a thought on the, I think that Buffalo identifies with the blue-collar nature of the Bills, and we always talk about it. So what about a uniform that is inspired by construction workers? So, you know, the helmet is kind of that yellow construction hat and, you know, the blue work shirt. I mean, if we're going too far, you design the spikes to look like Timberland boots, and heck, maybe even the trainers, when they come out, they have Lunch Pal-looking training boxes. Anyway, I'll listen to you off the air.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah,
all right.
That's a little minor league baseball, but blue collar,
yeah,
steel plant.
I think I'm looking at a graphic right now of all the NBA City Connect jerseys from this year, and a lot of it does just end up being pattern, I feel like.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I mean, listen,
we've got these ideas flowing around in our head. Like, I don't even know what the caller just said that made me think of this, but like, oh, they're gonna do something with snow. They're gonna do something with snow. I don't know how crazy you want to get with that. I mean, look at, I've got the NBA one in front of me. Look at the Pacers, like the side of their jerseys and like the pattern that they put on the side of it. They actually had that on their court this year. I don't know if you saw any of their games.
Yeah, what is that? That's like a splatter gradient kind of look.
Kinda. Yeah.
Is that for race cars?
I think that might be right. So again, like it could just be like a pattern that you're implementing into your jersey where like you could figure out a way to say, well, this is a snow
could it be
inspired pattern that we now have on the sides of our jersey or even on the front or the logo or whatever.
Do you remember however many years ago when they had a special edition hat for every game and they had a snow hat and hat and a denim hat with like a belt buckle on
it? Yes.
And a lot of cool hats. I've got a bunch of those actually. Is there a design here, Joe, as you say this, where it's blue, but it's got a gradient that makes it look like a blizzard?
Right. Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yes. That's what I'm thinking about.
And you play Miami in December and you wear the blizzard.
Yeah. I mean, they have. And it's like white and like that, you know, like that ice blue kind of color.
Okay.
And those are like the two colors that are the jersey.
Yeah.
And the logo.
And the stripes are the color of windshield washer fluid. And on the pants are snow brushes. I don't know. I feel like there's no bad ideas here. You know?
How about just a snow brush logo?
Or a lot of bad ideas.
Just go all in on it.
Yes, the Bills logo, except the red thing is
a snow brush.
It's a snow brush.
Absolutely. That needs to happen.
A scraper.
Yep.
803-0550. Jordan in North Carolina before the break. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm definitely thinking red helmet. I hear a lot of people asking for it fan-wise, and that would be cool with a white buffalo. And then I definitely like your theme on the snow. I think that's a good idea. My one question for you guys was, I know I want to wrap up your week. I want you guys to reflect on it, but putting you guys in the spotlight and the national attention, Jerry and Joe, like, this week has been absolutely ridiculous. And I just have to ask you guys, like, has it changed your, like, attitude this week coming into work, talking? Like, has it kind of woken you up a little bit, or is it kind of like, this is what happens, this is our job? Get your reaction on kind of
Thanks, Jordan.
Love you.
Thanks, Jordan. Two things. I would say one thing, and we said this kind of the next day, which is this kind of stuff used to be more normal, but NFL teams are really buttoned up and don't kind of let that out like Bean did on Monday. So it's maybe, I don't know if it's new for a lot of people, but yeah, it drew attention. The number one difference is that now more people are being mean to me. That's pretty much it. That's it. Like, right. How's your week been? Like, a lot more people that I've never heard from before are telling me that I'm terrible. That's the biggest thing. Which sometimes that's part of the day to day.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, a lot more of that. So, but new fame, I don't know. Not really. The biggest difference is friends in high school text me like, "Hey, I saw you on ESPN." Cool.
Right.
Red helmet is a good answer here though. Red helmet,
well,
this is a way to get to the red helmet. And listen, if you remember what they said about the red helmet before, it was that it didn't really match anything they were going to wear. The other part about this that I think is interesting, the Bills might want to wear their red helmet. Nike is doing the uniforms. The designs have been brought to life by pulling inspirations from the history of each market and the aspects of the community. Red helmet is very much possible, but they don't sell helmets. They sell jerseys, right?
Right.
So you got to make the jersey something that looks good with the helmet. If it might be a brand new helmet that is red and kind of looks overall like the red helmet Bills, but they're selling jerseys here. So
that's right.
But I think it's a good idea. The idea that they might lean towards that.
They also did the NBA and I believe the MLB City Connect series. So they at least did the NBA one. So they've kind of done this before. I feel like. They've practiced this.
Yep.
So I think it's going to look...
Well, let me ask you this, and we'll get more calls. Patrick writes in, "For the love of everything, just give us the Kelly 90s helmet and uniforms for one game."
See, that to me, though, I don't...
That's a disappointment to me.
Yeah, like, that's almost why I don't want red helmet for this, because it's... Well, what do you mean? We did red helmet. We're like, yeah, but that was a one-off. You know, like it wasn't even your real alternate. And maybe it's only for this year. Like I'd rather they do that on its own or even wait until the new stadium opens and, you know, I'm not saying they'll do that full time, but maybe introduce as a full time alternate that you wear three times a year.
Right. 803-0550. It's Fashion Friday. Any ideas for the rivalry jersey? Any inspirations?
I've got an idea that an NBA team did that I could see the Bills doing that you'll hate.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I'm excited for that. I hate a lot of things, but not many. 803-0550 on WGR.